The toponymy of Sibrex, the cloth of the German and the Nil kept a lot of families warm. The cut of the Natalia, the champagne of the Nil, the oranges of the Banora, they all fill stomachs. The hydrocarburets of the Boris Sable Dive, the gas of the North Atlantic, the old residue of the Prestes, they all overwhelmed the tidal rivers for a long time. In excess of 300 dead bodies truncated families. Pieces of intangible memories. The English cemetery. The barometer of the serpent, the bell of the city of Agra, and the enigmatic glass buoy of the Nil in the ethnographic museum of Aponte do Porto. They are palpable remnants of the more than 60 shipwrecks along the short coast of the municipality of Camarinas. Stories of ships that came too close and left the coast impure, baptizing it all over again. Boy Point had to stand aside to show that. From 1890 onwards, the outer rocks could gain fame as the Serpent Sallows. Some fishermen in search of seafood, with a long net and mirror saw at the bottom some ingots glinting on the sabit. Perhaps they were remains from some galleon, evidence of the events reflected in the place name Bolinhos da Fortuna, between La Virgen del Monte and the Soberano Battery. The toponymy near the Lucine Sallows was not so fortunate given because of the sinking of the Trinacia, which is massed into the rocks, leaving the 33 crew members and the 4 passengers, 3 women and a 15-year-old girl, like toys tossed about by the fierce swell. The drama of the serpent and the iris wool was repeated at the nearby Boy Point, like George Irwin, Burton, Good and Laxne, 7 men, without any explanation, were cocked up by the sea onto the shore. The next day, it expelled the bodies, who were subsequently buried where the ocean had deposited them. Days later, in a maritime grotto, a mass of tangled boards, ropes and walks appeared, inside which were several dead bodies. Given the state of the victims, and after trying to get them out of that tangled mass, it was decided to burn them. On board was the captain's dog, who, people say, saved the captain by pulling him to shore, or perhaps the dog rescued the captain's wife in the middle of the storm, a wave beaching them on the rocks. Others say the dog was the only survivor, awaiting the return of its master. It turned into stone and remains there, looking out to sea at a place called Afurnados Defuntos Queimados, the cave of the burned bodies.